Channel 1 over, and the continuation of the visit with Everett. Now, this is after a break. We're about ready for supper. This Friday, the 7th of April, 72. Channel 1 over, and the continuation of the visit with Everett is Friday at supper, the 7th of April, 72. Channel 1 over, and the continuation of the visit with Everett is Friday, the 7th of April, 72. Continuation of the visit with Everett, Channel 1 over, this Friday, the 7th of April, 72.
Yeah. It's getting late, you know, after it gets dark, well, then it gets late.
That's right.
I got to go to get, I'm going to have to run, but I told him that I had to get in the ball game. It comes on at 8.
Oh,
my time in and out.
What is it?
NBA, National Basketball Association.
Oh, yeah.
And they're playing the tournament now, in other words.
Yeah.
Well, who are you?
I'm for the Atlanta Braves. They're the closest to me.
Oh, closest to you.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Everett, ask the blessing.
Our Heavenly Father, thank thee for our blessing. We thank thee for this food. Bless the earth, my body, and our body, your service. We ask in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen.
How's sunshoes like, Everett?
Fine. We're not having too many in the adult, but we lost a young preacher. He went to... You know, like most of them, more money, he went to Alachua. And we was paying him 80. We raised him to $80. And I was a teacher, but I wasn't on the board, a deacon, but he sent me a letter, you know, thanking me for the raise, you know, and what, you know, people had been good to him. They gave him, you know, Christmas, you know, put it out. I think they gave him a wristwatch.
What did I do in my job?
And they came out, about 10 or 12 came from Alachua. On Sunday, and some of the people said, them people trying to get our preacher. And I said, well, we can't hold him. We Baptists, we not sent like the Methodists. Are you Methodist?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they're saying you, man, you got to put up with it.
Yeah. Well, I brought up a Baptist, too.
You were?
Yeah.
But I said, we can't hold him, and sure enough, while he had a meeting with a deacon.
Oh, you a Baptist?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. I want you to know that's Perch Coffee.
It is. We have this instance. This would be better.
Well, I don't know.
That's the kind of my cousin of it. I stayed with her in her home, and her daughter lived next door, and she, by herself, she used the instance like I do at home.
Well,
but the other girl, she'd say, you just come on over here, but one or two times, well, I'd have me a cup, you know, while I'm waiting for him to get up. But he'd stay up until 11 or 12 o'clock at night.
So I'm going to come over back to preacher. I met him.
He left, and now they're paying him $140 over there.
Good Lord.
And they furnished him a home to live in, and they may give him a new automobile, you know, once
that
a year.
You all look cheap.
That's right.
You all got plenty of money down there.
Well, we got a few people that's got a little bit of money, and they're tired. We got, I think we have about 12 or 14 that tithes, and some of them, you know, they don't make no big money, but some of them, you know, make, I reckon, maybe as high as anywhere from $7,000 to $10,000, $15,000 a year, something like that.
Mm-hmm, so.
Some of them boys know it. I know two of them makes about $7 an hour. They're plumbers. One's an electrician.
Yeah.
And they get scale, you know, and they make pretty good money.
What are you going to do with your picture?
We're trying out, and we've had five, I think, so far. And I wasn't there. East, I went to church with my cousin up there. Something. Then they had going to have dinner, but we'd planned, they invited me though. I went to the men's class and they had about 40.
Everett brought it. And
everybody brought it.
I let it cook about a minute too long.
Charleston Wakefield.
Oh.
But they use it better than the hybrid cabbage.
Oh, I haven't had it like this.
This come out of your garden?
Mm-hmm. I got two plants from a doctor down there from my brother. It's Plymouth. And he said he had two kinds. I said, well, give me about 25 or 50 at each time. Well, there's two of them gathered, and one's supposed to have one kind, one another. But honestly, he set them out. Why, he told me to drop them, and he'd stick them. So it didn't take long, you know, to drop them. And when they came on up, why, all of them was pointed.
Yeah.
Oh,
he said they didn't know, if they had two kind, they didn't know where they'd put them. After plants, you can't tell them, you know, apart.
Yeah.
But they're really good.
Oh,
they're really better than most.
Oh, pointed.
Who's that down there?
Old Hal Davis, right there on the corner. Got the farm and potatoes. Had potato and okra and everything. My sister-in-law used to buy a handful of okra from him on the left there. He'd go in Fleming from Orange Lake.
No, I don't know him.
Color boy. Raised there all his life.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's too bad we're giving you the, she's giving you the things you brought, but that's just what
we
wanted tonight. That's what we wanted.
Some of the iceberg, Great Lakes, out of the garden.
Who is that colored man in Flemington there? He's about, 65. Pretty well built, and he said he lived right there in town. And he used to work cattle, you see, back with...
Edwards?
Yeah.
That's old Goodman, Buzz Goodman. Drive a Chrysler automobile like you.
Yeah. Buzz Goodman.
Yeah.
Does he know anything about cattle?
Old Chrysler like yours. I think it's 65. It may be a little, what model of yours? Yours 65?
63.
Here's a little newer than yours. Here's a white one.
Yeah.
He bought it from Alan Becker.
Oh.
Becker and them got a new Chevrolet, and he bought a car from Becker.
Yeah.
What they going to line parts, see?
Yeah. I said to him, he lived out there, I said, well, I know some of the people out there. I know Frankie Chitty. Oh, yes, he says. He knew him.
He knew all of them.
And he says, I says, well, Frankie got some pretty good cattle. Yes, he says, he got good cattle. He couldn't have too many for his pasture.
He said, he's right there, wasn't he?
Frankie don't fertilize.
No. Well, Frankie, he needs some hay and didn't have any money to buy it, and he sold 7 head to Nick from boy.
And bought
some hay. But he doesn't fertilize it, but hay and them doesn't take care of them, in other words. Then you got to give them hay anyhow, and you need to fertilize your hay where they let it be up some side deep.
Yeah.
But you see, it looks like goats have been on it, got it down so low. It's not like over hay over yonder.
I never have seen a sprig of grass out there on his pasture.
What's that? But,
but his cows stay up in pretty good shape.
Well, they keep on living. I don't think any of them die. But they don't. Some of them look like you're hanging hats on the hip bone. They're not like yours. They're fat enough to butcher your cows on. I know they believe in that. Now, if I couldn't take care of the cows, I'd go ahead and sell them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the other man, did you ever meet up with him? He's teaching up there too, Richard Cromwell.
No.
You
what happened to your Sunday school class?
That man, we haven't got another one, but a class, in other words, when Mr. Smoke, he got sick, Mr. Dantley, he won't come half the time. And Willie and Johnny and Carl and Shirley Boy and Eddie White. About 5 or 6 is all we have in my adult class.
Well, that's pretty good. I wouldn't complain.
I've had the new preacher every time, in other words. He won't take the class and teach it. He got to preach already, you figured. Well, I couldn't expect him. I just invited him, you know, to take the class.
It's not a good thing for the preacher.
No.
To teach Sunday school. Uncle Rhett. Isn't that Uncle Rhett?
Yeah.
Well, he's the one they tell the stories on.
Yeah.
Does he come to church?
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't know he was a church goer. Mm-hmm. I heard he was an infidel.
But he's his mind is not exactly right. He's about 80 somebody years old. And his mind not too clear. And they'll tell you that you have to not pay attention to him. His wife even told me.
Well,
he's always getting after me, you know, about the The widow women, in other words, man, I'm going to get me one over on Hastings. I'll get one somewhere. I want to go all the time. I'm going up to Jacksonville, in other words. That's 10 folks up there. She's a widow. And she's drawing her own security and got her own home, in other words. She ain't no pauper, but it's 10 folks. I'm not thinking about looking for somebody marrying anybody. But Miss Dancer says you just have to overlook what he's talking about.
Uh-huh.
We don't get old, in other words, they just get the mind settled, in other words, on things that are not rational. You know what I mean?
Well, back in his prime, he was pretty much of a...
That's right, he's a rooster.
Rooster.
Yes, he's one.
He could handle them cows and like that.
Carpenter and everything else. And that woman up there said, I was driving 2 nails, hit one. He didn't like that. We were building that big barn up there, you know, hold 6,000 or 7,000, 10,000 bales of hay. Well, Miss Dancer had on one of them big hats, and we had to work in the morning and go back at 4 o'clock in the evening and wait until dark. Hot weather, you know, you fry an egg on that galvanized roofing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was cutting them with a skill saw. I had a big truck. I cut the rafters. You know, we didn't buy them all. We cut them. Got a measurement of one, got the pitch. I cut them at the barn where I get electricity with my chainsaw, put them on the truck and haul them out there. And it looked like he was so slow on his end, in other words, until I decided I'd help put up some. Get through the deal, see? And that's when the boss lady, in other words, woman paying off, a heavyset Chicago woman, had plenty of money. And she said, Mr. Smith is driving two of them 20-penny nails, and Mr. Nance is one.
He
didn't like that. Man, he told that woman off right quick.
Is that right?
Yeah, he getting his pickup and go home. He's got an old Model Ford pickup. He doesn't know it's been me at that room.
How long has that been? That's been a long time.
That's been about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
When I got through the job, I didn't go back wet with her. Because she paid him, well, she paid me 50% an hour more than it did me. Wrote me a check, see? And paid him 15 hours more than me.
Yeah.
And I told her husband, and then I figured a man for the manager hiring, you know. She didn't hire me. He's the one, you know, supposed to attend to the business.
Yeah.
And I told him what I'd work for, 2.5 hours. And I had my own truck and I had to, you know, not work all day long. It cost me money, about 12 miles up there.
Hmm.
Me to drive home and go back again, you know, twice a day. And they wasn't furnishing my gas. Like Cedar Union, like Pine Acre, they furnishing my gas every week. Put up there and they'll hold 10 gallons this time, maybe 13 next week.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Cedar Union done the same thing, furnishing my gas.
Well, hell, that's a big item.
You're right. It cost money to run a vehicle up and down the road. And I told her, in other words, that I said, that's the agreement that I made with Mr. Gervin. And said, well, that's all she could pay. But I seen Mr. Dancer's check, and so he's getting, you know, 15 an hour more. And I was driving 2 nails to hit one. I was expecting to get as much as him. I didn't care if I was driving 4 nails to hit one. I still, you know, want to get what Dancer was getting.
Well,
and I was doing more work. I was doing the hard work. I was cutting the raft with my own skill saw. And I come back, I hung more raft than he did, drove more nails than he did, with a brace, in other words, too.
Right. Back in them days, he wasn't much of a churchman, was he?
Not too much. Rather taking him off the deacon board. He was a chairman. He couldn't anybody, you know, get along with him. So he got on the inactive list on the managerial fad of the church.
Yeah. He had too many ideas?
Yeah, and done too much talking to him. One of them preachers out there was going to put him in jail.
And he's 80?
Mm-hmm.
But he's still spry.
That's right.
And he can still tell you how to do things.
Mm-hmm. Up until about 2 years ago, he could go up to Franklin and do the marking of the calf. Well, you slow as Christmas.
Yeah.
Because Bert Sherrill couldn't do anything. Bert's in the hospital in Gainesville. Did you know him work for Franklin?
No.
Bert's in the hospital.
No.
Had a stroke.
That's
right. Right away, Jim.
Seemed like they used to tell, I heard out there, I don't know who it was talking, that Uncle Rhett, back in the old days,
He didn't go to church, and he didn't care about the church being held.
Well, one time he went so far as say, "Might well close the door." Well, people, it isn't made for people to close the door to the church. Anybody got a rational mind know that, wouldn't he?
And he handled them cows, took them cows by the church during Sunday school,
mm-hmm.
or something, things like that. You ever hear him tell those things?
Yeah.
But he don't do that now.
No. He got a few cattle, but he doesn't do anything. Except talk.
He a big talker?
Yeah, he and John Edwards can get down there and tell everything.
Who John?
John Edwards lived down on the LK farm.
Hell, I don't know John Edwards.
That man wanted me to go to look at his watermelon. He knew it out of watermelon, man. He got 30 acres of that next to me this year.
Johnny Edwards?
No, Boston. But Edwards was going with him. And after he going, I wouldn't get in the truck with him.
Yeah.
I just told him I didn't have time to go. But they're falling over and fixing around. But Edward, he is like Nancy, his mind not exactly right here. Does a lot of talking in Beam over, I said, when my pee gets ready, he come over and get a mess instead of getting a mess while he gets the Jeep full.
Who said that?
Ellis Beamer. You know him?
No. Does he come to your Sunday school?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to have to go to Sunday school. Get acquainted with some of these people.
Ellis don't go. He's got children that come. Got one daughter married. She's his son.
Yeah.
But Ellis working over on dynamo plant over here at Crystal River, isn't it?
What happened to your store out there at Flemington? You got a new manager out there.
Got one of your local Iverson boys out there.
Yeah.
You've seen him, met him?
Yeah.
Mr. Billy Wood.
Yeah. Well, he's pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah. He's doing all right.
What's happened to the other fella?
Well, they don't know where he's going to run for sheriff or where he's going to retire or what. I teased him about retiring because he'd been up there in North Carolina building those streets, you know.
Oh.
A cabin up there in the mountain.
Oh.
Helping a man do it. A fellow by the name of Smith, a retired carpenter. He's doing the work, and the ATA is helping him.
Yeah.
Of course, the ATA can drive nails, you know, and saw board, maybe.
So he turned it over to Billy.
Said there's 7 inches of snow up there the other morning.
Yeah.
But he said we had it dried in, we worked inside. And I said, well, it wasn't too bad. So no, we kept the whole coffee hot and we worked inside. Just the automatic percolator, you know, going.
Yeah.
Said it wasn't too bad, but I don't know what he won't commit himself, whether he's gonna run to sheriff or retire or get another job or what.
Well, hell, I thought he was established out there. I thought he was where he wanted to be.
Well, I thought I did talk too, but it was too much, a lot of work in it, and it kind of pulled him down. He lost weight. He's fighting that store too much, you know, 12, 14 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
And then them doctors, you know, putting that credit, you know, slip in the drawer, not paying off, got to go and see him with a blackjack and all that, setting them, you know, to pay him.
Yeah.
All this food stamp business, you know, the cash and.
Gotta have money on hand.
Oh, it's trouble. Got to take $5,000 a week just about to cash the checks.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
Take the world of money. He ran out of money over there and borrowed some of that old fella West Mill Doc. Updike. You heard of him, haven't you? Dr. Updike, no cop.
Well, how do they come out handling that much money? They don't make that much on the
government. Government. Checks.
Yes.
They got to cash all them checks, and all I'm getting them checks.
But how do they come out?
That same one you got.
They don't charge anything for cashing them.
You know what you're talking about? He gets a monthly check of $109.
Yeah.
The one you talking about, color man.
Yeah.
$109 a month. He cashed his other day.
Good Lord.
I hadn't thought about it. The man that does have to cash those checks, or at what part does they pay him? I know what he gets.
Only thing, they buy a few groceries.
A few.
A few alone and charge it, then you take it out when they cash the check every month.
So
the main item why they go to town and spend it.
Yeah.
That's right. And he don't get...
And he don't get too much percentage-wise. It's not hardly worthwhile.
Hmm.
I said, Bud, and I was a $109 check, and I think he owed him about $9 or $10 all he owed him.
Yeah.
I didn't 10%.
No.
He don't buy gas, because gas is 40 cents out there. He can buy it, making up here, Ocala for 28, 29.
Good night.
And out there, 37 and some like 40 some odd cents for hot there.
Yeah.
I bought 20 gallons up there while I go at making up. 29 cents for the regular. And we got some high test for 32.9.
Hmm.
And it's about 42 out there for high test,
yeah.
And 37, I think, for the regular. Well, if you got the money and got to pay for it, then you might well save that. No, that 10 gallon of it, you might well save that 50 or 75 cents.
Well, sure. The other day.
I owed on it 2 gallons, so I got his can filled up.
Golly. Cecil Pardee gonna do that truck farming again this year?
Well, he bought him another tractor. He bought him old one of them 80M Fords.
Well, they'll do the work if he'll keep.
But he didn't have the equipment. It was all tore up. He got and it wouldn't work good, so he went and got his. He sold his John Deere. Yeah.
That big one.
Mm-hmm. He went and got it, borrowed it from the man, and come and. Planned all this stuff for this. Bed didn't plan it. Now I ain't gonna try to work with this Ford.
Yeah.
But Ford is all right. Well,
I'll tell you.
I don't like them too much. I had Jackson. They got them over at the ranch. I don't like them too much. Adam Chalmers got them beat 3-1.
John
Deere.
Not for that type of farming. It won't scratch the ground the way you want it to.
Why?
You don't have the frame right on the Ford.
No, what I want to say.
You see, on your old John Deere, you got the frame where you can fix them sweeps anywhere you want them.
That's what I say.
You can't do that.
Putting a mower like they got over at the ranch and a tandem high drain drill, that Ford does very well.
Yeah.
But they got a John Deere over there, it'll do anything.
Yeah.
But they just bought a brand new one last week. The old man bought 7 cars in the last 7 months, 7 automobiles.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know what he got now? Got 2 air conditioners in. Got a Mercedes Metz. Cost about $9,000.
Yeah.
Diesel engine in.
Yeah.
Got 2 air conditioners in. That's what he got now. He won't have it long. He'll be traded in.
Yeah.
But he drives all that prayer and everywhere.
Well, he does. And he wants to go in comfort.
Mm-hmm. He got the emphysema and
has he?
Yeah, that's the reason he got those 2 air conditioners.
Oh, I didn't know he. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Well, that's awful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when did he get that?
He's had it all along, but getting worse and worse on him, in other words. And that's the reason that he fixed the lighting up, and I wouldn't want to look out for him, because his time, he may go up most any time. That's the reason he let lighting have all that. Popped in, there wasn't, deeded it to him, and there was, and made it authentic, and moved over that way to look out for him. Called him at 12 o'clock at night, right? Deep he goes.
Yeah.
You can't blame him. You seen his place? You rode by and seen GP's house?
Yeah, I haven't been over there in a long time.
It's a nice place.
Yeah.
Too good to be true.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. He deeded an 80-acre land and a home, there wasn't, and the appraisal value of $250,000. Just made him a president of it.
Well, that's the house he built for himself, isn't it?
Yeah, the old man had it built.
Yeah.
He was going to buy Phil Ream, but the woman, Phil's wife, they separated. And Phil's wife went up $15,000 after he told her he'd take it. Land and house and home and all.
Yeah.
Across the road. And after he done that, he said, I just had a carpenter built mine. He got a $70,000 home up on the hill. Well, he said, I just have my same contractor building one. We told the boy, you know, make out the plans how he wanted it built. They built it like they wanted it, he and his wife. And they built it. It's a huge thing. There's some square footage in that thing. It's nice.
Well,
I've eaten with him, been over there a number of times.
I'd like to go over and see some of that, those things. How does Jippy take it?
How's that?
How does GP take all that?
Oh, he likes it. She does too.
Well, does he know his old friends?
Well, you know what I mean. A lot of them have said now with it kind of gone to the head, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I get along with him. He's good to me.
Yeah. Well, you know how it is. When a man gets a raise. The others that don't get it, you know, he kind of loses touch with
them.
That's
right.
Yeah, you know that.
But he still, I think, you know, one main reason, he's still buddy to me because he wants me to help him out once in a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't prompt him anything because he wanted me to commit myself way ahead of time about the hay deal. See, I helped him last year out on side of the road. I think, didn't you come by one time? We were saving up. That's 3,000 or 4,000 bales outside the road.
Yeah.
For his first cousin.
Yeah.
But he wants me to commit myself now to where I just leave all my work and everything off to help that boy. See, he's married the pond girl. And he's living in a home place.
Yeah.
He married Sylvia Pond, that's Phil Gilmore's daughter.
Oh, did he?
And they had put a roof on it. GP said, I had to pay for that. I said, they didn't have any money? No, said, they spend that money. She's making $10,000 a year, but she owes an automobile in debt. You know how most of the young people are now. They don't think about saving their money at $10,000 a year.
No.
Well, that sort of changes the community out there, don't it?
Quite a bit, but he's still a steward out there. He still goes to that Methodist church.
Oh, he does?
Jippy's still a steward.
Does he still wear them sports shirts or something?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Them $7 shirts, they eat.
Yeah.
And them big tie, you know, cost about $6.
Well, I haven't
My
seen
girl up there bought me one. Bought me a shirt for Christmas. Then I left there for Easter. Then they got me a tie, you know, for Easter. Got 2 big flowers in that big wide tie, you know what I'm, you know how them new shirts are? And one of them said that Everett, now he may not want all this stuff. One of them will get it anyhow. But she was right, though, because I don't go for all that fancy finery. Do you got that new stuff you wear that for? You know them big long collars?
I see them on the television.
And the big tie?
Yeah.
And the double, you know, when you hold your arm up with your suit on? Got 2 big old buttons that shine, you know, like Chinese diamonds.
Yeah.
Well, that's out of my class, you know, and I don't care for it. And that one of the girls was right, but the other one, like, she's in the society. And she's the one that got the tie. Well, I don't know, the tie probably cost $2.50, $3.
Oh, yeah.
When the shirt they gave me, I know what it cost, because one of the boys told me it cost $7.
Yeah.
The shirt did. The kind, you know, that you iron, and don't have to iron or nothing. Just wash it, hang it up. $7 shirt.
You don't
wear
that.
Yeah.
I wear it. Shirt though. I just try it.
Well.
But you know, how I would look at it, now, whether you go to a wedding, a funeral, a church, a special function, well, I still believe it's old white with them style.
Yeah.
A dark suit and an old white shirt.
Yeah.
With just an ordinary tie, you know, it's decent to wear.
Well, now, last time I saw GP in church, he didn't have on a tie of any sort.
He didn't.
No, he just had that red plaid
sports shirt, short sleeves.
Short sleeves.
Well, he wear them, you know, the work over there, you know, they cost about $3 or $4.
Sure.
He wear them,
but
I didn't know where he wanted
them. And he wears them big ties.
That's what somebody said. I haven't seen him dressed up on Sunday with a suit or anything on.
Yeah. Well, when he went to church, he'd put his coat on.
Well, a lot of them do that yet. Now, one of the boys up on him got the short sleeve, but he got them fancy shirts and ties on.
But he still had on those shirts, and that's all I had.
But that young preacher we had, he wore them fancy all yellow ties, all red and all pink. And then he had a lavender, a violet colored shirt that one time.
Well,
yeah.
But that's style.
You might have known you couldn't have keep him if he's a fellow like that. You got a hold of the wrong man.
You're right.
Yes,
sir. I want my coffee heated up. That coffee is still on, isn't it, see?
Yeah.
Oh, you just let it get
cold. I drank too much after I let it get cool. I talked some.
Well, there's old...
The man said, you in the kin to Al Smith? And I said, no, why, Mr. Bedford? We're talking about politics in one day.
Yeah.
And he said, Al Smith was sure a talker. And I says, he, you know, talked with good sense. You remember when he run for office?
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm a Smith, but I'm no kin to Al Smith. He said, well... I just want to know whether you're all we call him a talking man. And maybe you kin to Al Smith. I said, no, I'm not kin to him. And he says, I said, well, by the way, are you you a Republican right on, aren't you? I figured, you know, because he's from New York State, Cape Cod, he'd be a Republican. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, he said, I was a Republican 25 years, but the last 45 years, he said, I've been a Democrat.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I guess you supported my man in the ring in the election. Well, who was that? Not that Catholic Muscadoogie. I said, no, wasn't him. I said, George Wallace. Now you're talking my talk. And she voted for George Wallace.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah, I did too.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, he voted for George Wallace.
Well, I'll be confounded.
Yeah.
Well, what do you know? I did too.
And he might have put $100,000 in the pot. You can't tell a man like that. He's got the money.
Yeah.
Wallace needs a little money. Why not give him a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, my brother told me I just threw my board away. I said, well, I did last time. But I said, it's time for people to wake up, I think. And I said, everybody got a privilege to vote who he wants to.
Yeah.
And I said, Nixon may win it because he's in the driver's seat and he got all these big financiers and all these other big shots, you know, ahead of him.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Me trying to lose 7 pounds and I got out, lost 2 in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
2 pounds and 9 inches coming out of him or something
well,
like
you
that.
You been eating today?
No, I mean, I ate just a meal.
Yeah.
You know how they helped it down?
No.
I had one little marshmallow pie and a 10-cent bar of candy.
Yeah.
Well, that was
and fattening. That girl that brought me a bottle of water over. And I gave that little baby she got there, I gave him one of them, mounds, you know, with 2 pieces of almonds,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I gave him,
gave
a little girl, you know, 1 piece of that.
Yeah.
But they asked, you know, good enough to bring me a pitcher, you know, and a glass, you know, and I drank, you know, about 2 or 3 glasses of water.
Mm-hmm.
But I got through it a little before 4 o'clock.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But her husband, he's lives right there on the corner. He's one of the deacons. He's a good boy. He's a telephone man in the game. She was too. She's a supervisor, but she, when she had the baby, it's going on 3 years now, she hadn't worked. She'd working part time with a Cumberland Lime Company, bookkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
She worked a half a day, about 3 days a week,
mm-hmm.
bookkeeper.
Mm-hmm. She makes a little something.
So she picked up a little bit of change.
Mm-hmm.
But I raised up with her and going around with her. She's a lot younger than I am. She's only about.
You want
about 40.
Again?
Yeah, give me a half cup.
About 40 years old,
all she is. Let me tell you, Evan. Did you give up the idea of trading in your tractor?
Yeah.
Is it too much money?
Don't want to give me anything. That boy said the same way with here. Old McCray, he still got it and said he's going to give it to his brother-in-law, married sister. He had one, you know, like mine. He kept it. And he went on and bought his in a Ford, and I used it. And that thing used 2 quarts all day. I throw in the coal to it with that 8-farm half.
Hmm.
Used 2 quarts all day. And it's a new one. Didn't have 200 hours on it. He said that the Ford people, they're supposed to go in there and put new ring the sleeve back in. I said, you mean a new tractor got to do all that? Well, they got to do something, said. I told him it wasn't right. But they use a special oil, you know, at RPM, I believe. Special oil. I went up there to see the junior. He used it. And it costs, you know, about 55 or 60 cents a quart wholesale.
Uh-huh.
And I just went up there and got a gallon from him, you know. And used it up while I used it at the hop.
Well? you can't trade in. You knew you wouldn't be able to trade, though.
That's right, but I wasn't able to keep it, in other words, and keep and use it, because you can't drive one at a time. I got another one that I use a rick, a little small one that belonged to me, that then belonged to me. And I said, I don't want this bigger tractor setting up on the shed and me get a diesel. And I said, I'll just keep it another year or two.
I talked to Corky about that.
And this boy here told me that he would let me use his. He got it out there now. He got one of those German made, that wood boy.
Yeah.
And he said I could use it. But he hadn't got an A-frame harrow. I thought he had an A-frame harrow. He got a tandem harrow, like, kind of like you got, Jonah.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bigger than what you got. You can't fix no land with that.
No.
What can you do out there on grass with that little harrow you got?
You can't do anything.
You can put more posts than what you got on yours out there, and it still won't do the work.
Oh, no. It ain't meant to.
Mm-mm. But he said he's going to get one. Well, he said, I got two bottom plows. I said, well, your tractor man up, you'll get three. Well, I'm going to trade this and him. It's 40 for that John Deere lightning launches. He hasn't got anything to pull that three bottom, and mine will pull it. It's got the whole, you seen your tractor?
Uh-uh.
It's one of those Deets or Dutes. It's a big tractor.
Yeah.
Cost about $7,000-$8,000.
Good Lord.
Told me to let me have it for $5,000, but I told him I didn't want need it for $5,000.
Oh, man. Well?
But Wood, he's done a little custom work for the colored people out there already, and he got it out there in Mid Johnson shed.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when does he find time?
He said, you can drive it, can't you? I said, I drive anything that rolls.
When does he, find time to do custom work?
The boy in the afternoon, he gets out of school. He got a teenage boy.
Oh, I see.
15.
Oh, I see. Oh.
And on Saturday, that boy can use him on Saturday.
Oh, I see.
So I want to put him to work. And this summer, he said he wanted to get some pasture mowing to do.
Plenty of it, isn't
it? I told him, I said, you need to have something bigger than that, though. You need to have one of them big 14-foot if you're going to do pasture mowing.
That's right.
And I said, they'll cost you about $2,500.
Really?
But he got a mower just like mine, 6-foot bush hog.
Yeah.
You can make a little money with one, but I mean, it's kind of slow in other ways. You got to track that much money.
Yeah.
And he said it don't use as much fuel as mine does. But I don't believe that kind of stuff. More horses, you got the more fuel it's going to use, isn't it?
Well,
more horsepower you have, more fuel you use.
How's a fellow like Frankie going to get him a little machinery?
Somebody give him something like you. He wants you to give him one of them tractors and then tank around with it and pick up some more stuff to fix it up.
You can't pick up stuff anymore. It ain't for sale.
That's right.
Just not there. You used to.
Yeah. Willie had the old model. He had one of them old back end jobs out of Chalmers.
Yeah.
Miss Hooper got, and he got it tuned up, you know, and he got a little 5 acre that he tinkered around with.
Yeah.
But he kind of semi retired, you know, working up there, you know, 4 days a week.
Yeah.
And working 4 days now, you know, 10 hours a day. A night, then he got 3 days, you know, 2 days off. Of course, he's made arrangements before he got the job, but he wouldn't have no Sunday work. At all. So that's the old area that have to get some Sundays all the time.
Yeah. Well?
Area goes on Saturday. He's going tomorrow now, and Area works, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Then Willie will take over, you see. That's the way they work.
Yeah.
But then they're working, it's a little walking, but they got a vehicle to ride up down the road and check things. But then they work, but on the payroll, that's what they all are.
They got to tote a bunch of keys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got one of those regular belt key rings, though. They got a lot of them.
Well, let me tell you, Ernest, if you wanted to get your little tractor, say like Frankie could use, You'd have to shop around a long time, wouldn't you?
Bill Allen out there, taking him 3 years to find one, and finally found one in Rob Wood when he and Bill went cook farmers. They happened to have them, you know, sitting on the shed there. And I told Bill to go down and get one of them. So he went down and bought the regular Super A farm oil. And it's a good tractor. It sets up, you know, good yield.
Yes, sir.
But he said that now and then I had to, it got doesn't have a magneto, and I had to fix all that mechanism on the points.
Yeah.
And the coil and all the condensers done gone corroded and done gone.
Yeah.
I said, well, that's the reason mine is a model, in other words, the last model before the start out with a car. Mine got a magneto, and mine sat there a year, and my brother, in other words, crank it up twice.
Let me tell you, if you were to tell Frankie about a tractor like that, it'd take him a month to get over there.
Right. And Frankie wouldn't want to pay no $700 like Bill Anderson for it was that tractor in good shape.
Yeah.
$700.
700.
But still, Frankie can let Mr. Zetrow go ahead and pay the difference between the Ford and get him a brand new station wagon. Did he have it driving it the other day? A brand new 72 Dodson station wagon? What were you riding in, the pickup or Willis?
No.
Driving that Dodson station wagon?
Yes.
How can he afford that?
Mr. Zetrow paid the difference between his old raggedy car, about $300 for his old car. And he got to pay Mr. Zetrow about 8% interest or 10.
Really?
That's the way these people do, you know. Got the money, why they want to make a little bit of money too. They don't have any, see, Mr. Zetrow doesn't. He's worth $1 million, at least. He don't spend the interest off his money. But Frankie'd be up there with his brother making, you know, $3 or $4 an hour.
Yeah.
That's Willie's brother and Frankie's brother too. But he wants to piddle around with a few cows and stay home with Mama and carry them to the store, you know, and once or twice a week. Ride around, you know, visit people, you know it. Say, but Margaret wasn't with him, just his Mama with him when they came over to visit you?
Just his Mama. This time.
But Ava said all of them was up to see him, Frankie and also Margaret and Mid-City.
Yeah. Well, there you are. I told him when he's over here, I said to him, okay, when I first come down here, I tried to get some
seed. That's more than I needed, but it's really delicious. I always did like stuff like that. I think I told you once before, I was a sweet man.
Yeah,
I'm a sweet eater. I'm not, maybe, must not be very sweet, because I told a nurse over on the face. She looked at me and she gave me a physical. And the doctor was busy. The man was hollering up a breeze. I got to tell you this, and we got to hit the road. We can talk all night. But she looked to be, I'd say the girl was probably 25, 28 years old. But it didn't see any ring, but you had on a white cap. I knew she'd arrest the nurse. Said, you go ahead and take care. They'd seen my name, Smith. But I already had a card there from Daly. He was my doctor. Gave me a physical, you know. Last year, I used to have one after past 60 years old once a year now. And I think everybody should.
Mm-hmm.
If he don't, why, well, he ought to have one once a year. So it's too much thing happening all of a sudden, like you tell me about 40. That boy isn't 40-some-odd years old, is he?
That's right.
Lungs.
Mm-hmm.
See, if he'd have gone, you know, before and found out about this thing, well, he might have lived to be 70, 70, 70, isn't that right? Anyway, she came on, I said, you have a card here on me from Daly. Said, well, he told me to go ahead and get a card and go ahead with a physical examination. Well, I didn't know, you know, how far to go with a man. I thought the doctor was supposed to work on the men. Maybe they might call a nurse to work on the women or something. I didn't know. But she went on in there, and she asked me when I was born, and I told her 1910, December 16th. And she said, well, you just had a birthday here, you know, a couple of weeks ago. I said, yes, ma'am. And she looked at me and done like that and had her eyes all colored underneath her style. And you 61 years old? How many children you have? I said, not in, never have been married. She said, what? And she done that again and said, what's the matter? And I came right back. You know how the teenagers are now. I came right back. I said, I guess I'm that's not any good. And she just burst out in a laugh, didn't you see? But she was taking my pulse, you know, and then put that thing to take my blood pressure. And it wouldn't pump up. And she tapped me on the shoulder and said, just a minute, I've got to go and borrow one from somebody else. See? And I was sitting there in that old big machine back of me. I turned around and said, you don't have to look. I'll tell you what the blood pressure is, she said. She went and got the other one. I said, well, I hope it works. She's taking that one off. And I went and put another one on there, pumped it, and it blowed it all up, you know, and the thing was racing. I turned around again. She said, I told you I'd tell you what it is. Said that it's about 2 points higher than what it ought to, but your age and other thing, that's nothing to be alarmed. That's all right, she said. Said, you're in pretty good shape. And then she said, take off your shoe. I had trouble with my foot. The bursitis, you know, hit me over on the GPs. And it wasn't hitting me. I said, well, I wanted to see you. And I said, what I came over here for, the main thing is you just take a blood, you know, check my blood. You know what I mean? I didn't eat any breakfast. You're supposed to be empty. So I left off my eggs and sausage, or eggs and bacon, no coffee. I had a glass of water, all I had. Went on over there, you know, waiting. And that man, the doctor was waiting on him. He's hollering, and she said, having the time getting enough morphine in him to knock him out. So she started with the procedure, taking it off and taking off my sock, and she taking it, moved it around over and said, dirt. I said, no, it don't hurt now. And then after she done cracked me a time or two, you know, about not being mad and over, and I said, my toenail, the scissors wouldn't work, my knife is too dull, they need, you know, trimming. And she laughed again, though, and I told her that. Well, the feet were, you know, clean, they, you know, I washed them. But finally, he came in there, and he was a Spaniard. And I couldn't hear that what that man talking about. I didn't take any Spanish. I was a Latin student. He would talk Latin, you know, and I might have understood some of that because I had 4 years of it in school. But that Spanish outfit, I said, what did he say? He said, well, he says, for you to see daily and make an appointment, then come back. But they never did take that, you know, check my blood. It drew out a pint or whatever it is and see if you had too much Sebastol, you know what you call it? Sebastol? That's what Ernie said I had, and I said, may have. Then I asked her, and he said, well, he said, if you want to, it may be. He said, eggs are the worst thing. He said, how many eggs do you eat? And I told her, and I didn't tell him. Of course, he heard me tell him, but I couldn't talk to him, so I talked to the nurse. I said, well, I usually eat one in the morning, a big one, and sometimes a small egg, I eat two, a medium, small. And I eat them every morning for breakfast, and use just 2 slices of bacon. Maybe a couple pieces of toast and jelly and 2 cups of coffee and that's my meal. Sometimes I cook grits and sometimes I don't have grits. Chop the eggs up, you know, put a little salt and pepper on them. He said, well, he says, according to the blood and your pressure and your pulse and everything, you seem to be in pretty good shape and your heart's in good shape. He said, well, he said, how about leaving off the eggs, you know, maybe about 3 times a week and cutting your bacon down a little bit, and just try it before you come back, get a check from daily. So I told him, all right. So I did. I cut out, and I told the girl up front, because she always cooked two of them big eggs, big old white ones. I said, don't fix me one of them. And I said, I don't believe I want any bacon, because I'm afraid I'm going to eat too much of the wood up there. Well, we had fish one night, and I ate 3 pieces of those sea trout. And all, but I said, I've got to watch me eating because I want to lose another 5 pounds. I got to 170 and I want to get down some and I don't want to get on weight. So I weighed on the bathroom scale and that's when I found out, you know, and I left, I weighed again. I lost a couple of pounds, but I slowed down my eating. But they had sweets, I'd eat a little of that sweet, but the heavy ration, I slowed down on some of that. Even when I had the Easter egg hunt, I didn't eat the first Easter egg.
Oh,
I
really?
Had it. I didn't eat the first Easter egg.
Just look at them.
I brought, they gave me 2 or 3 to bring home, and I carried one in my lunch. And then I think one night they decided I'd, you know, slice one of them, but they'd done cracked them, they'd hit them, you know, twice. And that old stuff had got the coloring on the white, and I lost most of the white, and all I had, the yellow, to put in the sandwich. And I said, then, well, there's not much to those eggs. I don't care much about Easter eggs anyway. But
Everett,
I enjoyed it.
What happened to that old oak table over there at your house?
It's still there.
You're going to keep it?
Yeah. And them people are still wanting that kettle. They had it on the swap shop, in other words, and the woman sold all of them. She had 3, 30, 45, and 80. sold every one of them on the swap shop. Yeah. You know, you hear it every day on WDAE.
30
and 45 and 60 or 80, I believe what it was. And she moved them all and they want to buy that and I have.
Well, what Clay wants is that oak table.
Well, that dining room table.
Yeah.
But it's not for sale. That's what the boy, he wants that marble that's about the size of this. It's pure granite. Pure granite.
Who wants that?
Cousin of mine.
Yeah.
Working the potatoes. Did I tell you?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
She getting married again.
Oh,
I
see. And got a granite top?
It's got a granite, yeah. Pure granite, just like in the bank.
Marble.
Marble or granite, like you see in these banks.
Yeah.
And he got the marble, and my daddy built it. It's homemade with homemade, you know, leg cut out, and it's varnished, except that slicker than glass. It's slick as glass. And the thing is heavy, but it's durable. In other words, it'll hold up something. And she wanted every got cheddar. It called her husband. That's my first cousin that died a little over a year ago. Now then she's married again.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me, and I went over to see about the potatoes and the cabbage, and they gave me a bag. No. I don't believe I was going to bring you a meth, but I don't think I got over here. I haven't been over here in a good while, have I?
You sure haven't.
I had you some. They picked out a full bag of a seed potato, you know. It cost him $5, but I mean some of them bigger than salsa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the seed.
Mm-hmm.
But they're good eating, in other words.
Yeah.
They're dry, you know, and they'd keep indefinite.
They sent word by Everett, time or two.
By, you mean?
I mean Ernest.
Ernest? But
well, we thought we just hadn't heard from him. We thought, what, maybe you sick?
But it went away one weekend. That's when she told me, in other words, that she get married. She kept on, you know, I thought, you know, something funny. Just kind of rubbing on my hand. We standing up, you know.
Yeah.
And I just thought cutting the fool, you know, cousin and wife. And she's always been, you know, she and he both close.
Yeah.
And she said he's more like a brother than it was, you know, first cousin. Because he always did think a lot of me. And was good to him every year. And I wasn't a working potato with him. And he paid me a good salary and board him for nothing. And when he'd make that big money, and I would, why, he'd give it to me. He said, no, I'd rather give it to you and the government. Said, every year, $1,000. 6 weeks' work.
Mm-hmm.
Besides $150 a week and not no board or nothing. I'd care of meats and on, and you know, vegetables we had from the house, in other words. But he's real good to me. But I finally looked, you know, and I seen that big goose egg on that finger.
Mm-hmm.
And I just caught her by the hand, you know, looked at it, and I said, that's really nice. And she kind of smiled and laughed, said, it's not a 10-cent store job either.
Yeah.
And the husband of the bee, he was standing there, you see, and he whipped me there and said, it cost me $1,000. So you know it, no, there wasn't no 10-cent store if he paid $1,000 for a darn diamond. But he, but cousin, he wore one, but I didn't ask her. But he paid $2,500 for his. He got one.
You know,
but I never did care about them. No, but I wouldn't wear one. Somebody knocked in the head for one, you know, worth $100, whether it's anything else.
Well, what are you going to do with your money?
What
are you going to do with your money? You
I don't have too much.
Yeah.
A lot of people think I got lots of it.
Well,
but I said, I wish you'd right. And a man told me the day, he said, you still got some of that Camp Dannon money you made. Yeah, I'm making good money then, but I said, I'm in living, and I had to pay them ads back, and I'm, as the fellow said, I'm pretty well financially embarrassed right now, and they want to know when I'm going to start my house. And this boy she's marrying, he's a semi-retired builder, construction worker, building all these mini market stores and these, you know,
super
shopping malls and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he said he can do any of it. And said, when you get ready to build the house, well, he'll help you.
Well,
I said, well, I'm not able to pay him no $6-$8 an hour like you're paying. Said, he won't charge you anything. He laughed and said, no. He said, I'd be glad to help you lay them blocks. You just keep the mud in them
well,
in the block
let
to
me. Tell you.
Said, I want them on up there for
what are you going to do with that old house when you get it?
I'm going to sell the main body in the kitchen. I'm going to roll it back there and use it for hay coat or something like this house, a 9-foot,
yeah.
10-foot ceiling.
No, mm-hmm. I'd just like to have that house just the way it is.
But,
of course, it won't do me any good over there.
No. But the doc, you know, two or three of them don't want to bid on it. But somebody said what you can do is some of the doors, you know, as good as you can't buy them. Not as good as them doors
no,
are.
No, no.
And said, you can use that. And said, far as that concern, if you're going to you know, fits it inside with studding instead of the half block or the narrow 4-inch block. You're going to use studding partition. You can use your casing and use some of that studding. I said, well, I wouldn't want to use the studding because a lot of it is not true, in other words. Some of it's rough stuff.
Yeah.
You know, old type, you know.
Oh,
old.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's real pine, in other words. Of course, you'd have it dressed if you wanted to, but you got to pull all the nails out and all worthwhile. But I said, I could, you know, like you say, with the dress, you know, the casing, you know, like this door right here.
Sure.
And some of them doors, you know, is like this tin. As good as a brand new and a better than some of them.
Better.
Some of them painted white and some of them are painted, you know, colorly here to match the room. Bathroom, you know, painted color.
But let me tell you what, if you would just make you a concrete block house over there, I tell you what, I'd just come over there and live in that house.
You will?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We like that house.
And I'd just let this place go.
But I want to put in the yard that way it is, and I'm talking to one or two where our plans is, I may have to take that front porch off of it to get started out with the wing. You see, I'm going to have a wing, and I'm going to have a double card rod, and I'm going to make a two-bedroom. That's all I'm going to build.
Yeah.
But I'll have it, you know, where later if I wanted to, I could put another one out. But I doubt if old as I am, I doubt if I'll ever want more than two-bedroom.
Yeah.
I'll have a nice living room, in other words,
right,
and a double card garage, and a little patio and a wash house, you know, next to it. But I said, that's what I'm going to work on first. And I said, Lord willing, well, I'm going to get the foundation and getting the concrete plumbing in and get it poured, in other words, get the base and poured. Then the next thing, I'll go down and buy my blocks, and then that's when I might use your husband over here, Jesse Johnson, the boy's name. Then I might want Jesse to come lay them blocks up. He'd put up them blocks in about 2 days. You know, block lays, you know, he put
them. Well, when you going to start that?
400. Now,
when you
this
start
summer,
that?
I want to start this summer.
So are you saving your money to do that?
That's right. Because I just got through, you know, last year with the debts that I have. That's the reason I ain't bought no new pickup and bought no new $5,000 tractor.
Yeah.
It's this first $5,000, if Lord willing to stay healthy, the first $1,000, I want to spend it this summer. Well, you spend $5,000 on your base and your plumbing, in other words, and the field dirt and the cement on top of it.
Yeah.
Don't you think so? You know that much about them, don't you? Just about spending that five, Kenneth.
Let me tell you, Everett. Let me tell you. I'd rather have the house you're in and a new tractor.
That house has a main sealed in the front of the house. It's got two faults sealed on it.
Yeah.
Jacked up on concrete block.
Yeah.
The bug just done whacked on one or two of the seals next to the chimney. But the lumber and what far the rest of it's all good. But it's done out of plumb and out of, well,
right,
not near, you know, good.
You out of plumb too. So.
And I'm out of plumb too. Let me go.
Everett, thank you so much, Brother.
Well, I'll see you all some more. But I've been through a lot of mileage. I guess that's what you call it.
Yeah.
I've been before. But I'll check with you again. We can talk.
Well,
Every, don't let that Sunday school run down now.
No, I'm doing my part, but the idea is you're getting sick fellas back in and getting Rhett coming in. But Rhett will come and he'll sit in the car and won't come in until church.
Oh,
that's him.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, you come out there sometime, you might talk to Mr. Dent. Uncle Rhett is really cold.
All right, I'll go out in the car and talk to him.
But you can't do it. I'll take you down.
Righto.
Good night.
Good night.
Can you see how to get out of it if you can?
The time went over around 900, and the end of the visit with Everett is Friday after supper, the 9th, 7th of April, 72. Channel went over around 900, and the end of the visit with Everett is Friday, the after supper, the 7th of April, 72. Channel went over, and the end of the visit with Everett this Friday after supper, the 7th of April, 72.